What is up, everybody? Oxcore Radio back on the air. AJ Murphy, you already know what it is.
Miles VDB in the building.
Can you tell the audience like what that means?
Van den Boom, sir. But if
what
you,
is that?
What's that mean? But in sixth grade, it was Van da Poom, according to my sixth grade graduation sheet. Miss Oliver's, I'll never forget.
Wow. She did us dirty, but we've moved on from Palmer Lake Elementary.
That's a hot minute ago. Some good times, though. Good times.
Good. That's where we developed our elite football minds that you're hearing today.
Literally, yeah. That's where it, you know, it came from. Played football every damn day besides fifth grade.
Yes.
Fifth grade.
They took
that shit from us.
They took it away.
They stripped that because it got, was it too physical or some shit?
Yeah. There was too much drama.
Yeah, whatever.
The tea was too much for them, so we had to stop playing football. But now, people are starting to play football. Week one has rolled around. Tomorrow. The wait is finally over.
Well, when you're hearing this today.
Today, yes. Yeah. Today. Today. It's today. So, yeah. NFL 100, the 100th season of the NFL. Crazy that it's only 100 years old. but there's 54 Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Weird.
It's kind of confusing.
Yeah, so Bears-Packers starting off the 100th year of NFL, and it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, no, this will be – I'm interested in seeing, you know, what kind of points we're going to see. I don't think it's necessarily going to be, you know, a complete defensive battle, but I don't think it's going to be a shootout either. If I had to guess, I mean, this is a close game. You know, maybe – you know, we're looking at like a 20-17, maybe like 23-17, somewhere in there. I think if I'm picking a victor here, it's tough to say. I think I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers and the Packers here. I just think he pulls out the win. The Bears are favorites, right?
Yes, sir.
Three-point favorites. Is good. That defense is real, real good. We saw it last year.
3 points. Who's going to be their kicker? 3 points. Last time we saw them, they double-doinked it and lost.
Kicking last year was just...
horrible.
It was not good. It was not good. So, yeah, I'm taking the Packers. What I'm interested in seeing, or most excited for, to be honest with you, is Mitch Trubisky. You know, this is year two in Matt Nagy's system. Does he, you know, grab the bull by the horns here and, you know, really show something? He showed athletic ability last year. He showed some skill. So now it's just, is his game more polished and does he know the offense better?
That is a certain point to move off of. There's going to be a lot of development as far as his, you know, role goes in that offense. I'm looking at the other side of it. How is this Packers offense going to start out? I mean, we've heard so much over the past, you know, however long since Matt LaFleur took over that it's going to be different. And, you know, him and Aaron have already kind of, but, you know, here we go. We're going to see it all. And, you know, the usage with the running backs as well, because I feel like Mike McCarthy kind of buried them. So let's see if Aaron Jones can shine.
We hope so, because I just drafted him about an hour ago. Our, what, two-hour draft that should have taken 30, 40 minutes, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
Well, I picked him in our original conception of the draft, but some people didn't know the draft was on Sunday, so we had to repick.
Repicked my BZ, but I like how it turned out the second time around. I think a lot of people do like the teams they have. AJ's mother is in the league. She didn't get her Vikings defense, so
thanks, David.
It's important to pray
for
me.
My mom's crying because of you.
Important to pray for me and David. So who do you got? Who do you got between the Bears and Packers?
I'm going
to
take the Packers as well in this one. I think it's going to be tight.
Really close.
I think
really
it's going to be tight.
Yeah. And, you know, just, I guess, to foreshadow a little bit to this year, like we kind of talked about, it's on Mitch Trubisky. I think they have, you know, some weapons. They have some play calling around him. They have
the
defense.
They definitely have the play calling.
Yeah. So, you know, it's time for him to kind of show out here.
Definitely time to show out. A lot to see and a lot to look forward to in game number one. Moving to the Falcons-Vikings. We have been waiting anxiously for this one. It's going to be really tight as well.
What are your thoughts on this one? What do you see happening? You're the Vikings fan, so I want to hear you first.
Ooh, you know, I've really gone back and forth as part of, you know, here's what I'll say about the teams in the NFL. The Saints, the Packers, the Bears, and the Lions, I do not give a F about. Everybody else, cool, fine. Unless you're playing the Vikings, I'm neutral on you. Absolutely. The Falcons are one of the more of the teams that I'm warmed up on because I have family that lives in Atlanta. Also, I've just like kind of been like a Falcons fan outside of, you know, being a Vikings fan. Like Vic was my dude. So, I think this is going to be really tight. I mean, the thing I really want to see in this game is the Falcons offense versus the Vikings defense. Those are two key, like those are what those teams are known for. That offense is going to put up a lot of points for the Falcons, and our defense is hopefully going to mask a lot of it. So I feel like the game is going to go down to how those two units play against each other.
Absolutely. I think those are, you know, you could argue the best part of both teams, that Vikings defense with mm-hmm. Mike Zimmer behind the helm, along with a lot of weapons from Matt Ryan on the offense. I think what I'm really interested in seeing in this game, to be honest with you, is the Falcons defense. Last year, it was not there. It did not exist. Like we've talked about in previous episodes, too many injuries, so many injuries. So I'm curious in seeing, you know, what happens this year with getting some of those pieces back. Mm-hmm. You know, how formidable is this defense, and what can this Viking offense do against it? There's a lot of, you know, weapons for the Vikings, so we'll kind of see how that goes. Who do you think comes out on top?
24-0 Vikings. Just kidding. I'm going to say like 27-24 Vikings, or I don't know. I feel like either team that's going to win, because I feel like the Falcons could too. I feel like if we were to lose one at home, it could be these guys. But I feel like either way, it's not going to be by anything more than a touchdown.
Yeah, it's going to be super tight. I think I'm leaning for this game. I think I'm leaning more towards the Vikings. I feel like I know more of what is on that team rather right. than the, you know, sort of mystery of that Falcons defense. It's hard to say, though. I think it's going to be really close. I will say Kirk Cousins, this is a game where, you know, he's going to potentially have to win this. He can't make too many mistakes. If you give that offense too many opportunities on that other side for the Falcons, they're going to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And the secondary is, I think, a little bit shoddy on our end. And I don't know. We've done things in the past to kind of to keep Julio Jones from exposing us. So I feel like it's only a matter of time before he has a game against us. So I don't know. It's going to have to be a tight game plan this week.
Definitely. So Vikings, I think we're both leaning towards the Vikings here, but very, very tight.
A huge game that I feel like will go a long way in the AFC picture. Chiefs Jaguars down in Jacksonville. You got the Chiefs, who last year were powerhouses.
Took the league by storm.
Yeah, took the league by storm pretty much. Patrick Mahomes took the world by storm. And then on the flip side, the Jaguars were a walking dumpster fire and getting in fights in the ugly part of New York, and people are getting suspended and finding their own teammates at practice. Now they have Big Daddy Nick Foles, and everything is cool, and Fournette should be healthy again. It's one of those things. What I'm looking forward to in this game, Patrick Mahomes versus the Jags D. Can the Jags D get back to the prominent level that they were in the previous year before they took a turn for the worst? And, you know, what's that going to look like?
Definitely. I think the Jaguars defense is going to be back up in that, you know, upper echelon, top three, top five defense. I don't know if it's necessarily going to show as much this week going against that Chiefs offense. I just think it's so deep. We expect Jalen Ramsey to follow Tyreek Hill. So, you know,
he will. It's been confirmed.
Yeah. And, you know, who knows? It's Tyreek Hill. Maybe he could get, you know, a play or two where he does pop off. But I expect Jalen Ramsey to do what he does on Tyreek Hill. But then you have guys like Travis Kelce. You know, when Sammy Watkins is healthy, he's a weapon. LeSean McCoy and Damian Williams there as well. And just Pat Mahomes, he's so good. He's so, so good. So I think the Chiefs win this. I think in the end, the Jaguars are kind of trying to play catch-up. I don't think the Jaguars are a bad team. I just don't think this is necessarily the week for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely against, you know, a quality opponent coming in. But, you know, you got to defend home turf, so.
Well, the Jaguars are a team where I think they're built for those defensive battles. If Leonard Fournette can stay healthy, which we haven't seen, you know, that foot has really been been keeping him down since college. But if they have Fournette to kind of pound the clock and then keep that defense fresh with, like we talked about, Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, a lot of good players on that defense, you know, in those games, I think they're primed to win. Just when you're going to be in an offensive shootout with the Chiefs, I don't see the Jaguars pulling it off.
It's going to be tight, but yeah, I think we're both leaning towards Kansas City in this one. Moving on, Titans and Browns. The Browns, we've heard so much hype about them this past offseason. A lot of new weapons, OBJ. Things are going to open up. I feel like the Browns are going to win. Question is how much?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Browns take this. I don't think it's too much of a test. Maybe it's almost like a trap game. If they go in with too much confidence, you know, who knows? The Titans could maybe take this. I just don't think that the, you know, the talent level is anywhere close. So I'm interested in seeing, you know, what we see from this Brown offense. You know, there's a lot of skill players, a lot of talented guys. What does the play calling look like? What are the, you know, the sets look like? I'm really interested in seeing how Odell is going to come into this offense, how they're using Nick Chubb. Is he getting involved in the passing game? Who's their pass catching running back? So yeah, I expect the Browns to win this one relatively handily, just because I think the talent is too much, but they got to be on their game.
Too much of a deficit. Try saying that five times fast. But yeah, the Titans, you know, we don't really know what they're going to look like this year, and I feel like that's tough. And I feel like we've been able to say that in years previous. So kind of, you know, a foggy kind of outlook for them this year, but hopefully they can figure it out, because I really like Marcus Mariota, but I would have to assume the Browns are taking this one. Moving on to a AFC East matchup, Bills and Jets in New York. Le'Veon Bell making his debut in gangrene. That's going to be lit. He today said that he could carry the ball 50 times on Sunday and be just fine because he's ready for it.
Do you buy it?
I buy it. Oh yeah.
I do too.
He's
looks
built.
Like he's in shape. Yeah, he looks like he's primed to go. So I expect them to use him quite a bit. They have Ty Montgomery, you know, to back him up. So maybe for some, you know, third down work occasionally if Bell's tired, since it is, you know, his first game in over a year. But I expect Bell to play well. I think he's going to get a good amount of run here against the Bills too. I think the Jets defense is going to do a pretty good job against this Bills offense. Not really sure what to expect. I know there's some excitement around Josh Allen. But he's not the best decision maker. He hasn't proved his accuracy. Definitely didn't prove it last year. So I could see, you know, the Jets maybe forcing a few turnovers, putting their offense in some good situations to put up some points on the board. Heard good things about Sam Darnold throughout the preseason. He's looking good. So I expect the Jets to win this one. I don't want to say handedly, but I think by a touchdown, 10 points, the Jets have this one.
I could see that, definitely. And it's, you know, it's time that I feel like year two for Sam Darnold, the step will be taken. I feel like the Jets could be a sneaky good team, but their beginning of the schedule was super tight. So we're going to have to wait and see how that all pans out. Ravens and Dolphins happening down in Miami. You know, we don't think the Dolphins are going to be really anything special, so
yeah, unless Fitzmagic 2.0 happens. Kind of like it did last year in the beginning of the year. He started last year against the Saints, right, when they scored like 40 some points. That was a crazy game, very crazy game. So yeah, I would like to say, you know, I believe that the Ravens are going to win. They're a way better team. With the offense, I'm interested in seeing what this offense looks like. Lamar Jackson, you know, is he still, you know, running the ball like 12 to 15 times a game? Is that dropping down to maybe like 8 to 10? What is, you know, his arm looking like? What are these weapons looking like on the offense? So I'm really curious on seeing how this Ravens offense looks against a Dolphins defense that they should be able to tear up. And if they're not able to, I'm definitely going to have some question marks kind of going into the year with them.
No Kiko Alonso, so the Dolphins are really screwed now.
Yeah, there's no reason this Ravens offense shouldn't have, you know, a really solid week. We'll get to see Mark Ingram his first week on the Ravens and see how he starts out the year.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Mark Ingram. Yeah, that's going to be – what is that rushing attack going to look like for those guys?
I feel like they have so many people that are going to run the ball. Obviously, Lamar Jackson. You got Mark Ingram. There's a young guy in camp, Justice Hill, that is expected to be used in more that third down passing back situation. I would be surprised if he's getting some run. I mean, they last year it felt like they were using like three different running backs, like Alex Collins, Gus Edwards, and you know a little bit of Kenneth Dixon, and then you had Lamar Jackson running the ball like we just said, like 12 to 15 times a game. So they're definitely going to look to run out the clock, keep their defense fresh, and, you know, very solid defense. They got Earl Thomas, right? Earl Thomas is taking, you know, Eric Weddle's spot in that defense, so not really going to lose a step there. Yeah, I think Earl Thomas is better at this point in his career, I believe. Probably has been better than Eric Weddle the entire time. But yes. Eric Weddle's a good player.
Yes.
Eric Weddle's a good player.
Definitely not. Speaking of, Eric Weddle has moved to the Rams, and the Rams are traveling to North Carolina to take on the Carolina Panthers. You know, some intrigue on both sides. Rams coming off that Super Bowl L, keyword L. You know, it's tough, and, you know, the Patriots, man, come on. But, you know, the Rams, you know, a lot has to be said about Todd Gurley, where he's going to be at, and, you know, this offense. Jared Goff just got paid. We did not mention that. 4 years, $161, $110 million guaranteed.
More than,
goodness gracious.
More than Wentz, question mark. No, I mean, he deserves it.
It's
he's,
LA,
he's
dog.
Played well. Yeah, he's played well.
They got that.
And that's
right.
The market for the quarterback. Like, Dak Prescott's probably going to get a 4 or 5 year deal with like 100, you know, who knows, 110, 112 mil. You know, he's going to be in that same category.
No.
I'm not saying he should be, but that's what the QB market is now. As far as this game, I'm tempted to almost take the Panthers in a potential upset here. Ooh. I think it's going to be really close. I like this Panthers team. If Cam Newton's healthy, he is a bad dude.
Scary
and
dog.
I'm excited to see this offense. Christian McCaffrey, you know, he showed out last year. And DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel are, you know, some players that
weapons.
We're excited about, yeah. And we've seen them, you know, both used in different ways last year, whether it be end-arounds, Curtis Samuel in the backfield. They're going to look to really use those guys and utilize those weapons. I think the Rams have a good defense. They don't have Ndamukong Suh anymore, so we'll see how that affects them. Maybe that helps the running game a little bit for the Panthers. I'd still take the Rams, but I think this is going to be closer than a lot of people think. I wouldn't be surprised if it's in with, you know, within three.
Going to be a tight game. That'll be one to watch. Interesting for sure. Rounding us out for the noon games, your squad hosting the Washington Redskins. Case Keenum and the boys trotting in. I feel like this is probably going to be a pretty solid W in favor for the Eagles. What are you looking forward to for your squad?
So what I'm interested in seeing, I think the defense is going to be good. Case Keenum, he had one good year. I expect the Eagles defense to be on his ass. As far as the Eagles offense goes, I think I'm really interested in seeing this running game. There is so
that's always been like a moving part thing for
backs.
Them. Like, holy.
Yes. Doug Peterson likes to use a committee.
Clearly.
I think it's more of, you know, he really hasn't had himself a workhorse running back, a bell cow. If you look at since Doug Peterson's
Jay Ajayi, come on, boy.
Yes and no. I mean, Jay Ajayi, like, he, you know, first down, second down, you know, short yardage situation, yes, but he could not play in the passing game. It wasn't working. And Jordan Howard's really similar in that aspect. Darren Sproles, you know, as, you know, a third down kind of guy. And then we have Miles Sanders, who they just drafted, who, you know, I'm really excited about. I expect at some point, you know, maybe he does take that load. He becomes a first to third down back. But I think to start, we're going to see Jordan Howard and Sanders maybe, you know, kind of 50-50 and Sproles in some passing situations. But what the hell do I know? We'll see what Doug Peterson comes out and does with these running backs. So that's what I'm looking forward to seeing. They're going to probably look to run the ball a lot. I think they have a handedly advantage against the Redskins. So I'm taking the Eagles, not close.
One thing I am looking forward to seeing, Jordan Reed. Can he stay on the field this year? Can he stay healthy? We know Case Keenum loves his tight ends, and this is probably the best one he's had to work with. So I feel like this could be a good, big year for him.
Yeah, I definitely think you could argue that for Case Keenum, other than, you know, Jordan Reed, maybe Kyle Rudolph. is in that realm. But I mean, Jordan Reed had, you know, a year or two that were crazy. He really went up. So we'll see. I think Jordan Reed probably is the most talented pass catching tight end he's had. So I would expect him to utilize him. They cut Josh Doctson. You know, who are the wide receivers? It's Paul Richardson. I believe they have a rookie as well that they're looking to get some play. The name.
Terry McLaurin.
Thank you. But, yeah, I expect the Eagles take this one.
Yeah, it's going to be a dry kind of corpse for Redskins. Speaking of Josh Doctson, who they cut, the Vikings picked him up. Kirk Cousins threw to him his rookie year.
True.
Six of Josh Doctson's 8 touchdowns in his career have come from Kirk Cousins. So this is a huge pickup for our squad. I feel like he could fit somewhere in that wide receiver 3 realm.
Better than Laquon Treadwell, I'll say.
Well, we cut him.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's taking that Laquon Treadwell spot. We got Chad Beebe,
dog.
So you think Chad Beebe, he'll probably be the
I feel like it's going to be... Yeah,
I feel like Thielen would be... So in 2 wide receiver sets, I would imagine it's Diggs, Thielen. With 3 wide receiver sets, you think Thielen's in the slot?
They'll mix it up.
Probably mix it up?
They'll mix it up. I mean, I feel like both of those, Diggs and Thielen, are good in the slot, but, you know, it's always good to have those anchors out wide, and Beebe can get him in space, let him work. It'll be fine.
I gotta do my homework on Chad Beebe.
That's fine. We haven't seen the tape, so yeah. Just wait on it.
Josh Doctson, a big dude, you know, maybe he'll get some red zone looks, like you said, 6 of his 8 touchdowns coming from Kirk Cousins. So interested in seeing how they look to get him into the offense. So now, you know, we're starting to get to those afternoon games for week 1.
Yawn.
Colts Chargers. What do we expect to see here?
Playing it in the soccer park. I expect to see a Chargers demolition, blowing up these horses. The Colts are going to trot in sad because their leader quit on them. No, I don't. The Colts will not lay down for anybody. No. But I don't know. I mean, I had envisioned, you know, when Andrew Luck was here, that the Colts would take this down and it would be a grinder, but the Chargers would, you know, squeak it out. Now, but, you know, no Melvin Gordon still. That could hurt. But, you know, I don't feel like the Colts have a great defense, so that could work in, you know, the Chargers' favor.
And the Chargers do have some good players on defense.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
Nick Bosa, Derwin James on that defense, too.
Joey Bosa.
Oh, Nick Bosa's on the 49ers, damn. Get those Bosa's mixed up.
Correction. Clean it up. Got to clean it up.
So, yeah, obviously, Andrew Luck. We're seeing Jacoby Brissett come in. And, you know, I'll just go for it. I'm going to say the Colts,
Colts
win this. I think it's a really tight game. I don't know if it'll necessarily play out throughout the year. But I think the Colts are going to, you know, come in kind of hungry and looking for something to prove. I think a lot of people... You know, you were just joking when you said it, but I feel like there is a lot of people out there like, oh, Andrew Luck's gone, Colts, write him off. And there is a good – they have a good team, I feel like.
Offensive line
is a lot better than it was 2 years ago
Grinders,
when Jacoby Brissett was
Quentin
on it.
Nelson, holy sh!
Like, yeah, it's going to be different than it was a few years ago for Jacoby Brissett on this Colts team. You know, Marlon Mack had a good year last year, T.Y. Hilton – they have Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle, 2 really good tight ends. Pick up Funchess. So I think there's some weapons on this offense. You know, this Colts defense is going to have to show up if they're going to win. But, you know, I think they do. I think the Colts win this one.
One thing to touch on with the Colts, Jacoby Brissett just got a deal, 2 years, $30 million. This man negotiated his own deal.
Boss moves.
Boss moves only.
He said, move of the week, Jacoby Brissett.
He said, quote, unquote, I don't want anybody monkeying around on my shit.
That's dope. You know, I like that a lot. And, you know, this is an opportunity for him to get himself a starting gig in the NFL. Like, he's probably better than some starting quarterbacks in the league or, you know, like in that realm towards the bottom. And this is a good chance for him to prove it.
Definitely a big chance for him to prove it. But it's going to be a huge challenge going out west. Another game happening out west that I will be attending.
Here we go.
Bengals and Seahawks. Yes, I will be out in Seattle at this game at CenturyLink Field. It's going to be very fun. I'm looking forward to being with the 12s. No pork. what are you looking for in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think first I'm taking the Seahawks in this one.
Without a doubt.
The Bengals, it's a lot of injuries to the offensive line. No A.J. Green. I don't think they're really going to be able to put up points on the board. Exciting to see Jadeveon Clowney.
Yes, the
first
addition.
Game as a Seahawk.
Just got traded over the weekend to the Seahawks. The Texans not having a GM really kind of shot themselves in the foot. Like, what is going on?
We're kind of seeing almost, I think Jadeveon Clowney pulled an NBA player move here, because there was talks of him going to the Dolphins, and he was like, no.
Yeet.
He was like, no, I'm not going to sign an extension if I'm going to be on a terrible team. It's not going to happen. And instead of, you know, the Texans maybe trying to call his bluff a little bit, they just
dealt under the Seahawks. They can't call his bluff. They have no one to call his bluff.
That's the thing, exactly. Bill O'Brien maybe doesn't necessarily know entirely what he's doing in that realm. With that being said, you know, we'll get to the Texans. The Texans have a game. We'll get to them. For this game, taking the Seahawks, I'm interested in seeing the offense of the Seahawks.
Yeah,
what,
no,
you know,
Doug.
What we're seeing, are we seeing a lot of Rashad Penny, or is it all Chris Carson? From what we've seen from the preseason, it seems like it's all Chris Carson.
CJ Procise makes his return.
Oh, from like 3 years ago.
Or whoever their third running back is, I have no idea.
What scares me is, you know, I like Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett, and Chris Carson, but after that, the weapons are kind of dry for Russell Wilson out there.
DK Metcalf, just let him run.
Just run the fly route every single play.
You know, Russell Wilson has a good D ball. He'll get it.
He does, and he can, you know, breakout, he can scramble, give his guys more time to get down the field. Tyler Lockett, one of the best at doing it, getting down the field. So, you know, I think the Seahawks are gonna be a pretty good team this year, with some of the moves made for the Seahawks defense, now getting Jadeveon Clowney. And that offense is where they're really gonna need to prove themselves. So I think they win this one, and I'm looking to see how they use Chris Carson and, you know, who these pass catchers are.
Definitely going to be a big showdown in Seattle. A big showdown, America's Game of the Week, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on Fox. Of course, you know it had to be coming, because if it wasn't going to be, I mean, this is literally how it works every year. If it's not on Sunday Night Football, it's America's Game of the Week.
For the Cowboys.
The New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. Like, Jesus.
It's getting out of hand.
It's been.
Well, it's
but also, I mean, they're like
the
two of the biggest. Like
the
why is it
America's
just like all
team.
These NFC East teams, like, constantly? Like, not even like the Eagles that much either. It's just always the Cowboys.
It's the Cowboys.
I don't
want to
see the Cowboys
being
all the time
on primetime TV or America's Game of the Week.
We get it.
That brings in, you know, the Redskins, Eagles, and Giants to get the, you know, these games. I imagine the Cowboys take this game. They got Zeke back. I imagine they win this relatively handedly. Not that I think the Giants are, like, terrible, but the talent, there's a big gap in talent here.
Zeke is back in the building.
About
holy man. 6 years, 80 mil, 50 million of it guaranteed. So that is going to be huge. And I feel like he's going to come back with a vengeance, and he's going to have himself a year.
Yeah, and, you know, for week one, I think, well, from what I saw, they're looking to get him out there for like 20 to 25 snaps. So I don't know necessarily how many touches that'll equate to. If I had to guess, he's probably looking at like 15, 16 touches. And they look to use Tony Pollard in this week one game. But I think after this, it's all Zeke. And yeah, I think they're going to look to run out the clock here like they did last year. Kind of use Dak Prescott more of a game manager kind of role. I know some people like think that's a bad thing, but, you know, Dak Prescott really doesn't make mistakes. He makes the right plays when he needs to. So I think the Cowboys, you know, win this relatively easily, probably by a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think the Dallas Cowboys will have this one a little bit handedly, but, you know, Saquon in the mix. You never know
with Saquon on the field.
You never know. Moving to a late afternoon game that, you know, it kind of has a little bit of an intrigue just because we don't really know what either of these teams are going to be at. The 49ers and the Buccaneers. You know, we got the 49ers who boast a potent offense. Jimmy Garoppolo coming back off the ACL. We heard in the preseason that he was really shaky. Now he's going to start the year against, you know, a Tampa Bay D that's not super great, but, you know, they're building, and they need to get better on that side of the ball first. Devin White, a guy that they got in the first round of the draft, so interesting to see. I feel like, for me, what's going to happen with these San Francisco running backs? We got, you know, the whole thing with Tevin Coleman and Breida. You know, it's always been kind of a split workload. What's going to result? Because also, I need to know, because Tevin Coleman is in my lineup this week, and I need him to do something. Like, I need 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, no, this is...
And no looks for Breida.
As far as, yeah, the Niners go, that's what I'm interested in seeing. So, from what I've seen and heard today, Matt Breida is considered the starter, but
looking,
you know, that only means so much. So, you know, is Matt Breida then in the Devonta Freeman role and Tevin Coleman is in the Tevin Coleman role? Will it reverse? We don't really know what to expect. I think this is going to be, you know, an offensive shootout. I don't think the Buccaneers defense is going to be much better this year. You know, the Niners have a couple pieces, that's for sure, on defense, but the Buccaneers have some weapons in this passing attack. O.J. Howard, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and regardless of the stupid throws Jameis Winston makes sometimes, he is very skilled. Like, he can throw the ball, and, you know, maybe a little bit underrated as a QB rusher. So what I'm looking for in the 49ers, what are they doing with the running backs? What wide receivers? That wide receiver is also kind of a mystery, too. Is it Marquise Goodwin? Is he the number one? Is it Dante Pettis?
Dante Pettis is labeled as the number one.
He's what labeled as the number one. So we'll see if he gets that usage as the one, and, you know, how all that goes about. For the Buccaneers, what's this running game? what is it? So
I feel like we've been asking that question for like 6 years.
Is it a thing? We'll see. I think I'll take the Niners in this one, but I think it's a shootout and it's probably pretty close.
I'm going to go with the home team, the Bucks. I feel like they got to come out with something. They got to show people that they will not roll over this year. And I feel like it's going to be one on the arm of Jameis.
Oh, yeah. And if the Buccaneers are going to be, not that we think that they are going to be a contender for the playoffs or serious, but if they are, they're in arguably the toughest division in the NFL or close to, with teams like the Panthers, who I think are going to be better this year, and then the Falcons think they're going to be better this year, and the Saints are no joke. So they're going to have to bring it. This is a game that they're going to have to win if they're going to sniff the playoffs.
Moving to the final of the late games, Lions and Cardinals, the debut of Kyler Murray against the Lions, going to be a huge matchup. Feel like Matthew Stafford has the opportunity to eat on the Arizona defense, you know, missing Pat Pete out 4 games with suspension, a couple other pieces missing for Arizona. Kerryon, again, a guy that I really like because he's on my fantasy team, need him to eat. Really what I'm looking forward to is how Kyler Murray comes out in the gates for this one, and, you know, how they use David Johnson, really what his role is going to be and how involved he's going to be in the passing game, and really like what his running, I guess, like what his like primary like running look is going to look like, you know, whether it's going to be like, you know, off the shotgun. I'm assuming they're going to be in shotgun, you know, 80% of the time or more, but, you know, if it's going to be, you know, zone handoffs or stretches to the outside, what are we going to see from these guys?
Yeah, that's definitely, I think, what you got to be looking for is what this Cardinals offense, new coach coming into play, Cliff Kingsbury, which, what do you think of the hiring, quick? Do you think it makes sense that he got the job? Or are you kind of like,
what? Yeah.
Ish.
We're moving like towards the
maybe
higher
he's an offensive coordinator. I'm kind of surprised he's, you know, a head coach. But what I'm interested in seeing is like you said, what does Kyler Murray, you know, look like in the NFL? He's so athletic, very athletically gifted. He can run the ball. How much is he running it? Are they doing a lot of design runs for him, or is it more scramble Russell Wilson-ish a few years ago? And yeah, how they're using David Johnson. There's been talks of them using David Johnson potentially in the slot a little bit, which I would like to see. And with running, you know, with David Johnson, I think they need to be running zone reads, get him the ball in space and get him the ball, you know, catching it in space. We saw him very lethal a few years ago doing that. I just think the offense last year, the play calling wasn't interesting. It wasn't creative at all. And I guess a point for Cliff Kingsbury, that's someone we expect. We expect some different looks. So I'm interested in seeing how it's going to look against Lions defense. I think the Lions win this. I think Matthew Stafford, Marvin Jones, Kenny Galladay have themselves a day. And then we'll see what Kerryon does, too. I imagine Kerryon's going to play well if they're scoring a lot of points.
Kerryon will carry Big D to the W out west. Moving to the Sunday night football game, the champs hanging up their banner, the Patriots taking on the Steelers. Gonna be, you know, this has always been one of those matchups that's been huge in the AFC. Last year when these two teams played, the Steelers pulled it out, which was a bit surprising to me. But I imagine it's going to be all in favor of New England. One thing I am looking for, well, two things that I'm looking for. One is the usage of Juju and really how that affects everyone else's, you know, target share and who's going to be involved, whether, you know, it's James Washington, Dante Moncrief, you know, Vance McDonald. Let's hope we get him involved. And then, you know, the running back situation for the Patriots. And we really have to look at this as a week-to-week thing because they have a ton of guys.
That's how it is with the Patriots, too.
But, you know, it's really – I feel like that Steelers defense is something that's really underrated. I feel like people – no, not at all. People sleep on those guys.
Yeah.
That's a unit. I mean, that's – you know, they lost Ryan Shazier after the horrible injury that he had. And last year rallied and had a pretty good year. And so I think this guy is the limit for those guys. And it's really – if that defense can come through, the Steelers will – I think could win the division.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you could definitely argue them. They should be the favorites. They, you know, we've seen the Steelers, not last year, but in previous years, we've seen this group do it together. You know, like do it before. Ravens, you know, last year was the first year we saw it. You know, not to say maybe it was a fluke, but I mean, we don't necessarily know what to expect from them. I think that defense legit. The defense is legit, but the offense, you know, what are we necessarily going to see from them? And the Browns, we just haven't seen them done it yet. The talent's there. Will they do it? As far as for this game, I think I'm going to take the Steelers in this one.
Whoa.
I think they'll pull it out. I think maybe a lot of people, when they see a team like the Steelers or the Patriots, they expect, you know, this is going to be a shootout. I don't think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. Like, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, 14-10, 17-10, something like that. I just really think it's going to be kind of a grueling. Teams are going to be looking to run the ball, and those defenses, both defenses are very good. So I don't think it'll say too much about as far as you know, what to expect from Juju or maybe James Conner. Maybe we'll see the usage, but not necessarily the production. And then on the Patriots side, you know, I think it's Sony Michel's backfield for the most part if he's healthy, but he hasn't proved that he can stay healthy, and I think James White's more the third down guy. So we'll see what they do with Rex Burkhead, if they look to bring him in. It's Damian Harris, right? That's the running back they drafted. What's his role? Does he have a role? So, yeah, those are what we're looking for. I got the Steelers. You got the Patriots?
Yeah, I'm taking the Patriots. There's no way you can come out, open up a Super Bowl banner in front of your crowd, and then take a L.
I just, you know, as I think the Steelers after last year,
nah.
I think just from what the Steelers dealt with last year, with what they had for a roster, there's no doubt they should have been in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, easily should have been in the playoffs.
Yeah, they were probably the biggest disappointment last year besides
us. The talent was nuts. Like, if you think about it, A.B., Juju, James Conner, and Ben Roethlisberger, and you're not in the playoffs, and with that defense, that's no joke. Like, what the hell's going on? They no longer have A.B. to kind of deal with those shenanigans. Don't have the Le'Veon Bell thing. Not that Le'Veon Bell, you know, played last year, but it just seemed like it was a weird dynamic for the Steelers last year. Mike Tomlin's a really good coach. I expect them to bounce back, play really well, you know, week one, and have a good year. So I'll take the Steelers in this one.
Interesting Sunday Night Football matchup, wrapping up the first Sunday of the NFL season, moving to the Monday Night Football doubleheader every year. For the first week, they have a little doubleheader.
I love those doubleheaders.
Yes. We get, you know, like 5-6 hours of football. You know, the late game tends to run, you know, a little late, keyword, but, you know, whatever, we can deal with it.
They usually make sure it's not like
for the sake
crazy
of football.
Teams. Either, yeah. Like crazy good teams.
Yeah. So Texans Saints kicking us off for the primary game, and this is going to be points galore, I feel like.
Yeah, I would definitely expect that. You know, the Texans, they did just lose Jadeveon Clowney. I think the Texans' defense is still going to be, you know, relatively good. They did lose Tyrann Mathieu as well this offseason. So definitely going to have to pick up some pieces there. Offense, Deshaun Watson has a better line. They go out, they get Laremy Tunsil. And, you know, we'll see where it goes from here. Getting Kenny Stills as well. Will Fuller healthy. Kiki QT, to my knowledge, is healthy right now. Interested in seeing what they do with Duke Johnson in the backfield. You know, how many touches are they going to look to get him, you know, for the season, per game? As far as for this game, I think I'm going to take the Saints. As far as what I'm looking for the Saints, I'm, you know, who's that number two pass catcher? Well, not number two, because we know it's Kamara.
I feel like we asked that question all last year.
But number three, is it Tre'Quan Smith? Is it Jared Cook? who's the second guy in this receiving Jared option that's Cook. Not Alvin Kamara?
The most
it
talented.
Seems like Jared Cook. Yeah, that's what it would seem like now. We're just going to kind of have to wait and see what they roll out with. I'll take the Saints in this one, though.
I probably am leaning towards the Saints. One thing I'm looking at is, you know, the usage of the Saints' backfield. Alvin Kamara is obviously the workhorse kind of dude, and they use him a boatload of different ways. But, you know, is Latavius Murray, old guy from the Vikings, what's his role going to be as that secondary kind of guy, especially, you know, in the red zone where he's, you know, a little bit sneakier? But, you know, I feel like Alvin Kamara is really super good in that area as well. Yeah. So I feel like that dynamic, when it comes time to that, is going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that's Kamara's zone. First year in the league, I believe it was 14 touchdowns. It was 13 or 14. Last year, 18 total touchdowns. They use this dude, like you said, so many different ways. He's efficient in the red zone. He can score from, you know, out of the red zone with how fast and quick and elusive he is. But I'm not sure what to expect from Latavius Murray. There's definitely a role there, maybe in, like, short yardage situations where they need, you know, a little bit of a bruiser. But I do expect Kamara to still get that goal line work. Maybe Murray here and there, but for the most part, Kamara.
Final game of the week, Broncos and Raiders out in Oakland. The last hurrah, finally, for Oakland, moving to Las Vegas next year. Got the Broncos coming in, Vic Fangio, first time around, Joe Flacco. A lot of question marks surrounding Denver. What do you see in this one?
There's a lot of, you know, questions kind of coming into for both of these teams. You know, Joe Flacco, new offense, a new chance for him. And I feel like there's some decent pieces there. If Emmanuel Sanders is healthy, you know, Noah Fant, I don't expect a lot out the gate. Maybe later on in the year they get him going. Deshaun Hamilton and then Cortland Sutton, two younger guys. And along with Phillip Lindsay and Royce Freeman, that's, you know, a pretty good backfield, I would like to think. So interested in seeing how Joe Flacco is going to come out and perform. I think this Broncos defense is pretty good. Some we talked about, I believe, on the last episode. You know, Von Miller, Bradley Chubb. They got Chris Harris as well as a corner. So some good skill players on that defense. For the Raiders, I'm looking to see what Antonio Brown does. That's why I want to watch this game, is to see what Antonio Brown comes out and, you know, and performs. I think he will. I really do expect him to have a good game. I think a lot of people are kind of down on him with all the shenanigans, but at the end of the day, he's a hell of a talent. Derek Carr, this is, I think, obviously the best weapon he's had, so I'm interested in seeing how that goes. Tyrell Williams, a deep threat. Maybe we see Derek Carr pass the ball down the field more, and what's Josh Jacobs' role here?
This has been the best set of weapons that Derek Carr has had so far in his career. So, the really, now is the time for Derek Carr, and if he doesn't figure it out, well, then John Gruden can get rid of him and find his new quarterback. They can finesse a trade for Tua or some kind of way, but, you know, it's really going to have to show up for Derek Carr against a defense that's going to be probably, I think it's going to be a sleeper defense. I feel like a
very good defense.
The Broncos might be, you know, knocking on the door for top five, honestly.
They have the players to do so, and yeah, I don't expect a ton from the Raiders. I don't think it's going to be a great game for Josh Jacobs. I expect more from him down the line. Just, you know, a good front for the Broncos. I just think Antonio Brown eats in this game, but the Broncos pull this one off.
The Broncos pull this one off. I can probably agree with that one as well. It's just going to have to come down to how well the Broncos offense can kind of put things together, because I feel like we don't really know what to expect from him at this point.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, no clue how this backfield's going to shake out. Is it 50-50? Is it more Phillip Lindsay? What are they doing in that backfield with those two? And, you know, is Joe Flacco washed? Find out this year.
There you have it, guys. The week one rundown of everything. So excited to tune into Red Zone this week and to head out to that Bengals-Seahawks game. That's going to be lit with the 12s. No pork. Going to be super excited for that. So
you got to wear that shirt. You got to make that a shirt before you go
12s,
out.
No pork.
12s, no pork.
Custom made.
Excited, man. This is what we've been waiting for. Tomorrow
anxiously.
Is the beginning. You know, this weekend you're going to be out at the game. I think I'm going to be, you know, at a bar and grill, maybe with some of the guys watching this game. our guy Dave out there. Shane Company is the fantasy team. Watch Bane out for
Company.
Don't sleep.
Looking.
So yeah, excited for the season to start.
Please sleep. Take melatonin so you forget to set your lineup. I'm dead ass.
Please do. So yeah, excited to start talking fantasy too more as the year progresses. Kind of talked about it, you know, just wanted to touch on what we expect, what we're looking for in some of these games for week one.
Yes, definitely a fat week one slate with all these teams playing, and hopefully you guys got some good out of this podcast. We will be back next week with more stuff. Looking forward. I don't know what the Thursday night game is for next week.
It's Buccaneers and Panthers.
Oh, that is actually decent.
Decent game.
Because we'll get to see how the Buccaneers will play against their NFC South foes. Like you had said previous, you know, they're probably the worst team in that division. So, you know, are they going to have some bite back to them?
Yeah, that could be an exciting game to see DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel.
Going to be some things to touch on. I know the Vikings play Green Bay week two, so that's going to juicy.
They're getting right into it.
It's
a tough two-week schedule to start out. Packers and Falcons.
Yeah. But, you know, they never make it easy on us, so we'll take it how they leave it. Thank you guys for listening to Oxcord Radio. Make sure you hit that sub button and leave some feedback for the boys, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.